not to be disrespectful, Lawrence, how old are you now?
31.
31, and how long do you reckon you've spent in walls like this?
About since I was 10.
That's an indictment, isn't it, Ross? Mm-hmm. You know? Either juvenile justice centres.
Yeah, juvenile to adult.
Nothing's changed, eh? Nothing's changed.
Nah, just false promises all the time, but like brothers keep themselves, like in here, it's like a, for Indigenous brothers in here, it's more like a belonging place, because outside they get false promises, like you come to your release date, you know, we get this and this, this for you, you know, we've got drug rehab, we've got this, we've got counsellors for you, we've got, you know, people to help you, and you step out the door and there's nothing. There's no accommodation. There's no support. There's no nothing. So brothers think, well, all right, I'll see how I can do on my own for a little while. And it gets hard, because when you haven't had that kind of help and you're out there and you go back to your communities, the only thing that your mates are doing is doing the stuff that you've done before you come to jail. So they think, well, no one cares out there. And when they get phone calls from the brothers in here, that's what happens. They're in here, they care more about the boys out there. So they're expressing their love from in here, and you're doing what you can for them out there. And it's more of a family in here, because we come to education together, we train together, we eat together, we're a family in here. So when we step out their walls, we only interact with who we know, not actually the broader community. So I'm just hoping that the next time I step out the gates, that, you know, from what they've, hopefully, you know, there's people out there that can give us more support, because I've been coming in since I was a kid, and it's getting beyond the joke. You know, I've lost too many good brothers and, you know, too many good family members, and to come in here, you know, and to claim this is my family, it's good. Yeah, I love my brothers in here and my sisters out in Deer Park. But at the same time, you know, I don't belong here, and none of my brothers do. You know, and I sit here every night and think, you know, I see some of them paint, and these boys and their art, you've just got to see how they just put their art down. You know, some of them on the guitar, some of them, you know, rap, some of them dance. You know what I mean? You just got to see that in here, but, you know, you've got to try to tell them to keep it cool, keep smart, you know, use your head, don't do anything stupid, you know, they end up down the slot. You know, we just lost two more brothers that went down the slot yesterday for stupidity, and that's what it is, so, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So if you were to speak to, you know,
ministers and that.
Ministers, what would you say to them?
Talk is cheap, you know what I mean? Like, I've been hearing it since I was 11, that they're going to start, you know, giving accommodations for couriers and, you know, putting programs in for things. All right, it's time now. It's 2009. We got the sorry. I was a little bit happy with it, but at the same time, talk is cheap. We need action. We need, you know, people to start looking at the prisons. Because, like you're saying, you know, the statistics of brothers coming in, it's getting higher and higher. It's not getting lower and lower. And every year is the same. It's going to get higher. If we don't start hitting the nail on the head now, we're not going to stop the younger generation from coming in. You know, we need people in here to get out and dead set talk to them. We need, like, for courier solicitors to actually start listening to the courier men. You know what I mean? It's all about the client. Yeah. It's not about their needs. Their needs at the end of the day come down to, you know, they get to go home. They get to sit there with their family. We don't. You know what I mean? So they don't hear what we say. They hear what they want to hear. So they take in a little bit of what the clients say. You know, I've sat in here for years and listened to boys and wrongdoing. Wrongdoing by, you know, Koori Legal Service. By sitting there and saying, yes, we are here for you. But one, they don't never come and visit them, only on court day. Two, they don't listen to them because they wouldn't be here. Like, some of the boys are in here for first time on assault. Now, what happened to the days of getting a slap on the wrist or a CBO and walking out? they're coming back with a 2.5 years, you know, sentence because their solicitor doesn't care. That's what it's breaking down to. And that's just coming from the Koorie Aboriginal Legal Service. You know what I mean? They're coming back with the same. And we need to start talking to them too and start saying, hey, listen, it's not about money. None of their jobs that they got out there are about money. It's about people. The people. You know, when, you know, Koorie elders out there who are in them positions, they've got them jobs to sit there, and when the solicitor rings them up and says, listen, about galley and stuff like that, they start listening to the boys in here, not who's out there and what they can make out there and what money they can make, because it's not about money. It's about the people.